What if everything we've been told about Alzheimer's is wrong? Picture a 75-year-old man who can't remember his grandchildren's names, wandering through life in a fog of forgotten faces. Now imagine that same man, 6 weeks later, lighting up as he names each grandchild without hesitation. This isn't science fiction. It's the documented reality of patients following a comprehensive brain health protocol. While 6.5 million Americans live with dementia and conventional medicine shrugs with nothing can be done, clinical results tell a radically different story. 75% of patients show measurable cognitive improvement within 6 months. The question isn't whether the brain can heal, it's why we've spent decades looking in the wrong direction. Our understanding of Alzheimer's rests on three critical errors, what neurologist Dr. Carl Harrop calls the three inflations. In 1910, a mentor inappropriately included a single unusual case in a textbook linking early-onset dementia to brain plaques. In the 1970s, the newly formed National Institute of Aging redefined Alzheimer's from a rare early-onset disease into a common elderly condition, securing a $2.6 billion budget. Then in 2010, diagnostic criteria expanded to include a preclinical phase. People with brain plaques but zero symptoms suddenly had preclinical Alzheimer's, tripling prevalence overnight. The stunning reality? Only 2% of people lack plaques and tangles entirely, while 30% of people over 65 have enough plaques to meet Alzheimer's criteria, only 10% experience cognitive impairment. A 2022 science investigation revealed apparent falsification in seminal research claiming beta amyloid plaques cause dementia. A study cited over 2,600 times that directed billions toward plaque-reducing drugs. The pharmaceutical scorecard? A devastating 99.6% failure rate. Recently approved drugs merely slow decline while causing brain bleeds and swelling. We've been chasing the wrong target. Think of your brain as a nation, my brainistan, requiring proper infrastructure, waste removal, protection from invaders, and reliable communication. Brain health isn't separate from body health. Everything happening in your gut, heart, and muscles affects cognitive function. Six integral components determine whether your brain thrives or struggles. Toxins that spark inflammation, from cellular waste to environmental contaminants like heavy metals and mold. Nutrients from food that either fuel or harm, with the brain consuming 20% of daily calories despite being only 2% of body weight. Stress that must be balanced, neither overwhelming nor absent. Structure, including genetics and physical makeup. Infections diverting resources from cognitive function. And signaling through hormones and chemical messengers. Modern life bombards us with toxins while our detoxification systems struggle to keep pace. The brain needs specific amino acids to manufacture neurotransmitters, vitamins and minerals to utilize them, and fats that metabolize into ketones, the brain's preferred fuel. Chronic stress elevates cortisol, damaging the hippocampus and contributing to beta amyloid accumulation. Social isolation ranks among the strongest dementia risk factors. The brain's complexity means no single drug will prevent dementia, but this same complexity offers multiple intervention points. A patient in his 70s couldn't remember his grandchildren's names. 6 weeks on a ketogenic diet changed everything. He regained the ability to name his grandkids and recognize familiar animals. Whenever he returned to high-carb foods, the fog descended again. This dietary shift alone accounts for approximately 50% of benefits in the reversal protocol. The ketogenic approach, high fat, high veggie, low carb, moderate protein, has treated epilepsy since the 1920s. Ketones burn like hardwood logs, providing steady energy, unlike glucose that burns like tissue paper, requiring constant replenishment. Exercise functions as beneficial stress, making the brain more resilient. Betty's cognitive score improved from 20 to 24 during 3 months of daily walks with mental challenges, then dropped to 16 when support ended. While walking 10,000 steps daily reduces dementia risk by 50%, reversal requires four types: aerobic exercise strengthening circulation, strength training, building BDNF-producing muscle, dual task training, combining movement with cognitive challenges, and contrast oxygen therapy, expanding brain microvasculature. Brain-stimulating activities build cognitive reserve through the use-it-or-lose-it principle. Cognitively engaging in creative activities, especially combined with social interaction, significantly lower dementia risk. Meditation lowers blood pressure and inflammation while increasing hippocampus volume. Having purpose protects against dementia. People scoring highest on purpose assessments were 2.4 times less likely to develop Alzheimer's. The key ingredients? Taking on longer-term commitments and helping others. Home environments often harbor unsuspected toxins, mold, chemical gases from cleaning products, contaminated water. Reducing these exposures accomplishes about 75% of the work toward restoring health. In the kitchen, replace nonstick cookware with stainless steel or cast iron, eliminate plastic containers in favor of glass, and address water quality, since the brain is 80% water. Tap water often contains chlorine, fluoride, agricultural chemicals, and pharmaceutical residues. The bedroom deserves special focus. We spend a third of our lives there. Older mattresses risk mold, while newer conventional ones off-gas chemicals during crucial detoxification periods. Maintain temperature between 65 to 69 degrees, eliminate blue light with blackout curtains, and manage noise appropriately. Mold produces mycotoxins so potent they're used in prescription immunosuppressants, causing symptoms easily mistaken for other conditions, digestive changes, pain, headaches, cognitive decline, fatigue. Incorporating natural elements soothes the nervous system: outdoor views, plants, natural materials, and fresh air. Natural light regulates the body's master clock, affecting sleep, appetite, mood, and energy, all crucial for cognitive function. Dementia care involves two patients: the person with cognitive decline and their caregiver. Caregivers face a 250 to 600% increased risk of developing dementia themselves due to stress, sleep disruption, and lifestyle impacts. Unlike raising children with predictable milestones, dementia caregiving involves progressive loss without a clear timeline. Poor sleep and chronic stress impair caregivers' own cognitive function. Yet caregiving offers meaningful benefits, deepening relationships, increasing purpose, and potentially extending lifespan. It provides opportunities for compassion, gratitude, and connection. The single non-negotiable: taking at least one full day off weekly. This prevents burnout and forces establishment of backup support before emergencies arise. You cannot pour from an empty cup. Reframe challenges with curiosity rather than victimhood. When your loved one resists, ask what unmet need might be driving their behavior. Connection matters more than correction. The person you're caring for has feelings, wants, and fears that deserve recognition. By 2030, 78 million people worldwide will face dementia unless we act. Cutting-edge treatments now enhance recovery: red light therapy boosting mitochondrial function, plasmapheresis removing inflammatory molecules, 60% reduction in decline, stem cell therapy repairing tissues, and targeted peptides stimulating neurogenesis. The vision? Memory care facilities becoming obsolete as elders remain integrated in communities, sharing wisdom rather than requiring constant care. This isn't fantasy. Patients have recovered from severe decline to become active family participants. We must prepare for cognitive health like we prepare financially for retirement, through brain-friendly diets, movement, stress reduction, and stimulating activities. In a medical landscape that once whispered nothing can be done, evidence now shouts differently. Your brain isn't fixed on predetermined decline. It's dynamic, responding to how you feed it, move it, challenge it, and protect it. The choice is yours.